everyone, and welcome to this episode 23 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. And I am Bobby Dooley, and I'm here with my husband Steve, as I often am. Well, we are very excited because this coming week is the Falltacular for 2013. We started the Falltacular when Steve and I first moved to Western Estates in the spring of 1997. We moved here in March with the boys, and since then it has been quite a challenge. As soon as we moved in, I could see that they needed some help here. There was no question that they were in over their heads and really needed some assistance from someone who knew a little bit about style and fashion.
About everything, really.
Really, you know, if Steve says it, but, you know, honey, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they just, I need help with everything.
Mm-hmm. There was a need for landscaping help. There was a need for someone to take a strong hand, I think, in the lives of the people that live here. Because I've always believed, as a homeowners association president, that you are not a homeowners association president unless you are the president of the homes. And who's the home? You know, the kids today will say, homes, hey, homes. Well, what are they talking about?
They're not talking about the house. Oh, they could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, they could be talking about the house, but they're talking about the people in the house.
Yeah, see, right there. Yeah, see, right there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know, because the homes are the people of the house. Anyway, I don't, it's gang-related, so it's not anything that I want to get too deeply invested in, you know, but it also, I think, is interesting. So I'm the president of the homes, Steve.
Yeah, you're the president of the homes. Hey, if she call you, hey, homes. Yeah, hey, homes.
Mm-hmm. They should call me the number one homes. What do you think?
I think it's great. I just do.
Well, you're prejudiced, honey, because you're my husband. Now, the Falltacular, but even if you weren't my husband, you'd still...
No, I'd still be all, like, all over you, like, you know.
Well, you wouldn't be all over me.
No, I mean, I'd agree.
Don't get nervous.
I mean, I'd agree.
Mm-hmm. You'd agree with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for you saying you'd agree with me. I didn't need you to say that you'd be all over me, even though I know that you didn't mean anything by that. But that's a private thing, you know. Yes, Steve and I do have a very healthy sex life, if that's what you're asking yourselves at home right now. Yes, we do. And don't make that something that you take around with you, you know.
Yeah, it's not. We're not trying to lord it over you.
Yeah, we're not trying to lord it over you. That's a very good point. You know, don't take that around with you thinking, oh, God, Bobby has a great sex life, and another person I know and another person, and mine is non-existent, you know.
Well, maybe they're not married.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. If you're not married or you're not, that doesn't mean you don't have a sex life if you're not married, but it is one that you run the risk of getting a disease of some kind, I would think. I don't know. But that's just, I don't know really about that in terms of disease. In terms of extramarital sex, well, in terms of sex outside of marriage, I do know.
But you doesn't mean you're a slut.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a slut. You know, we really shouldn't be talking about this because I know we have a lot of young people that listen to the broadcast. But to that end, if you are a young girl, you know, you should take care of yourself, protect yourself. And don't let any boy turn you into a thing that he throws in the car, and when he's done with you, he rolls by your house and kicks you out onto the street with the car still moving. you know, and that we've all been there, you know, we've all been there.
Well,
Steve, you know that that's how you treated me.
Yeah, I know. I did that early on.
Mm-hmm. It was early on, but that's what you did with me and a few other guys. But I get it, you know. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I get it. Okay, let's see. The Faultacular is what I want to concentrate on here today. Our Faultacular started in March of 1997. That was the spring. But I wanted to have the seasons, all four of them, so we had the first Faultacular in the spring. I wanted to get them up to speed. Later on, someone said, well, why didn't you just start the Springtacular in the spring and then go to summer and then go to fall in the fall, etc.? And I said, you know what? I'm the president of the Homeowners Association.
See, right there, bingo. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And it really is. You know, I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. Don't tell me how to do it. Okay? Don't tell me how to do it.
Yeah, that right there. Right there.
Mm-hmm. So that person, who I won't mention their name, but they're no longer living here, and I won't mention their name for other reasons, Karen Joffrey. And, you know, they really got on my wrong side there, and I knew that if we were going to have a cohesive and a happy homeowners association, that we'd need to, first of all, I had to establish, okay, who's with me? Okay, let's start all over again. Because as soon as I... What happened?
You hit Gene Wiffner.
Oh, hold on. Gene Wiffner is our engineer. Gene, it's Bobby. What was the problem? Oh, did I hit the microphone? I'm sorry, darling. Don't start all over. I don't want to start all over again. No. Edit it out in the later on part when I'm not here and you're doing... Mm-hmm. Yeah, edit it out. Mm-hmm. Gene Wiffner is a wonderful young man. He's our engineer. And also our announcer, who's Edson Abercrombie. You know, hi, Edson, how are you? Good. And he also is a wonderful guy. Okay. So when I got that feedback from that unnamed person, I said, okay, let's start all over again. Forget about the Faultacular. Let's do a head count. Who is going to be a problem here? We sent out a mailer to all of the homeowners here from me, from the office of the president. We also had our very first Homeowners Association meeting with me, at which time we played in honor of the office the theme. I came in, Steve, followed with the new Homeowners Association banner. You remember that, Steve?
Yeah, I remember that. And who stood up and who didn't stand up.
Mm-hmm. We looked to see who stood up and who didn't stand up. We looked to see, in other words, what was the instinct? Were you supposed to stand up? No, but what was your instinct? And so I looked, and anyone that was sort of rising out of their chair, okay, that's a yes, that's a yes. People that sat with their arms folded across their chest, we put an axe. It was actually a skull and crossbones. We didn't mean... A lot of people, there were some lawsuits about that. No, we didn't mean that, but we put a skull and crossbones and, you know...
Yeah, the other one put a dagger through it.
We had a little tiny dagger that we put through their faces, but... And there were lawsuits, which were settled out of court. But make no mistake about it.
Yeah, I like this part.
You know, make no mistake about it. I made sure that all of those individuals were no longer here to foul the waters, the pure waters of the Western Estates Homeowners Association experience. So we jammed, not jammed, but we had our fall, winter, summer, and springtaculars all in the spring of 97. Then we had another summertacular. Then we had another Faultacular. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So we had to make sure that we did them all. We did one each. I don't really understand it, and I'm and I don't want to talk about it because it irritates me. But we did them all anyway.
But what about the
Steve? I don't want to talk about it because it irritates me. Okay.
Yeah, I know, honey. But what about that you did do too?
And Steve, I don't want to talk about it, and I don't want you bringing it up because it irritates me. If you keep bringing it up, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. If you keep bringing it up, excuse me. I'm going to jam this pen in your eye.
Wow.
Yeah. Read it and weep. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. It's part of our. I know this is our podcast. Steve understands. Okay, honey?
Yeah, I know.
Hold on for just a second. Just 1 second, folks. I'll jam it into your eyeball. You know what comes out when you jam something into an eyeball?
God damn, lady.
Lady?
Ow!
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Just go sit down over there. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Getting back to our fall-tacular. Are you going to sit there and blubber?
No.
Getting back to our... Steve is my husband, and I love him very much. But when he asks me repetitive questions after I've made clear to him that I don't want to listen to you or to address what you're talking about, and now he's over crying. I'll tell you what, we'll have to... I'm sorry. We have to conclude tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Gene Wiffner, please do the honors.
I didn't do anything.
I'll cheer.
Go. So you won't.
I said to, yes. Go.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast. Wardrobe by Clarence of Okinawa.
Bobby Dooley Podcast, executive producer, Phil Hendry.
I'm terribly sorry. Okay, go. Cecil Abercrombie, go.
The Bobby Dooley Podcast is a executive produced by Phil Hendry and...
Go.
And on the Sideshow Network.
Okay, go.
What, go what?
Forget it.